Back on the Rob Dibble Show with Ben Darnell on your afternoon drive. There's one interview you listen to this week. It should be this one. Ryan Matthews is the Vice President, Director of Programs for Nutmeg Big Brothers and Big Sisters Connecticut. He joins us on the Rob Dibble Show hotline. And Ryan, let me ask you about everything that's going on right now with Big Brothers and Big Sisters. How are you gearing up for the fall, and how does it work with school coming back in August and September?
Oh, Rob, so first of all, wonderful to hear your voice. I hear it every single day on my radio, but it's great to be on with you guys, as always. So, yes, we're talking about Nutmeg, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, but before I dive in, wondering if you two are up for a little Family Feud-style game. What do you
think?
Bring
it on. I love your games.
I'm in.
I'm always good at them.
It's a weekly Big Brothers Big Sisters segment brought to you by ESPN 97.9. All right, so as you guys know, I'm going to ask you popular survey questions, and your goal is going to be to give me the most popular answers to those survey questions. Does that sound good?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, and here is the prize for the winning host of the Rob Dibble Show. The URL link that will be provided towards the end of the segment will be in your name, all right? That's what you win.
Oh, that's
pretty
cool.
Prestigious
right.
Award.
It is
okay.
Prestigious, yeah.
So the first survey was of PGA Tour professionals, and they were asked who is their least favorite playing partner on tour. Rob, since the show is in your name, I'll give you the first guess.
Bryce DeChambeau.
Oh, man.
Bryson DeChambeau.
Okay. Rob says Bryson DeChambeau. Do you want to go with that same answer, Ben, or you want to change it?
I would probably say the same thing, but I can go someone else just in case that one's wrong.
Oh, my God. Try it. What do you got?
Patrick Reed would be the second place guess for me.
Patrick Reed, interesting guess. So survey says, so Bryson, 21% of PGA pros did say Bryson DeChambeau. The winner, a little bit of a trick answer, just any player who plays slowly was the most popular response at 26%.
Oh, that's a
Patrick
trick
Reed,
question.
Hashtag Captain America. Patrick Reed did not make the list, but Rory Sabatini is up there. Martin Laird is up there. Jason Duffner is up there. Dustin Johnson made an appearance.
Really?
It's a little crazy. So after round one, it's 21 Rob Dibble, 0 Ben Darnell. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're going to try to fix that in the next question. All right, so the next survey question was of adults who have mentored in the past. See what I'm doing here, boys? Favorite part of being a mentor. What do you think was the favorite part of being a mentor for adults who had mentored a young person? And Ben, I'll give you the first guess to you in this round.
It has to be with the general fulfillment, and I would say that just the internal emotion, like the pride, the fulfillment that you get from helping out a little one.
I love that. I love that. Rob, what do you think?
I think it would be the same, but then coming back as an adult after you've been mentored to mentor again.
Oh, coming back to mentor again.
Good answer.
Okay, so
good
I'm going to go with an interesting, good answer, good answer. Let's
Thank
see
you.
How the survey says. So, Ben, I kind of categorized what your response was seeing impact in the growth of the child, and 22% of mentors said that was their favorite part of mentoring. So you were on the board.
All right.
And Rob, I categorized what you said as personal growth. So, like, actually growing as a mentor and growing as a human being as a result of mentoring, which 8% of mentors said that. So currently 29-22 for those keeping score at home.
Right,
also, mentors said they learn more than they're actually teaching, so they're getting more out of the experience. Than
Very
they're,
nice.
Like, giving. Mentors are excited to see their like little one grow and get better, having fun and adventures, raising their self-esteem and feeling productive. But let's switch back to sports. Survey of baseball fans, what is their favorite ballpark giveaway? Rob, what do you think?
Favorite ballpark giveaway, I would have to say a hat.
A hat? Interesting guess. Ben, what do you think?
It's got to be the bobbleheads, my man. We just had a Brendan Rodgers bobblehead night on Tuesday, and everybody was there for the bobbleheads and stayed for the lights shutting off at the Dunkin' Donuts Park. It was a rough night at the Dunk, but the bobbleheads kept them coming back.
Oh, my God, that's incredible. So bobblehead is the most popular answer,
right,
guys. Congratulations, 34% of fans of bobblehead. And, Rob, you weren't too shabby either. The baseball cap, 27% of
nice.
Baseball fans.
Wow,
also, replica jerseys, T-shirts, and pennants. I don't know. Do they still give away pennants?
Yeah, they still give away the pennants.
Really?
I almost said that first.
Really? I haven't seen a pennant in a while. I would like a pennant, actually.
So, believe it or not, we are actually tied up, boys, at 56 points.
What?
Believe it or not. It's crazy. I know. So, unless my math is off, we're tied at 56. So, we have two questions left, though, so don't worry about it. There's a chance to break the tie. And if not, I'll just give away both URLs and just confuse the audience, which would be great. So, we did a survey of parents, and we asked the most noticeable impact on your child for having a mentor in their life. Ben, what do you think? What was the most noticeable impact of having a mentor in their lives?
Confidence. The increased confidence in the child's life.
I cannot say if that's a good answer or a bad answer. I want to see if Rob has the same answer or a different answer he wants to offer.
I would say the same. I would say the same. Confidence.
Well, that is a really good answer, because that is the most popular response to the survey.
Good answer.
So you guys are still tied going into the last
question. Just building the drama.
So other, it is. I mean, we're planning this, right? So the other noticeable impacts: improved grades, better relationships with peers and family members, healthier attitudes towards risk behaviors. They feel more motivated and then more engaged with extracurriculars. All right, but final question. So this is a survey question of sports fans, and they were asked, what is their favorite media channel for in-depth sports analysis? All right, the kind of hard-hitting journalism you get in the Rob Dibble Show with Ben Darnell on ESPN 97.
Well, there you go. I mean, that's my answer.
Rob, what do you think? What is the best or favorite media channel for fans for in-depth sports analysis?
ESPN.
ESPN. So what would you categorize that as? What kind of media outlet? Because ESPN has many.
Cable sports news.
Cable sports news. Okay, Ben, what do you think?
TikTok, my friend.
Ben,
TikTok,
you're doing
Instagram,
so good.
And I think they get it from there these days. When you're talking in-depth, hard-hitting, I think TikTok.
Nothing says in-depth, hard-hitting like new school vines. That's what they say. No, so the favorite media channel is still sports websites for in-depth sports analysis. Second, Rob's point, 25% said television. Sports radio, shout out, 23%. Print journalism, 12%. Social media, only 6.
What? TikTok and Hartford Current go neck and neck. What?
I know. I think the key word there was in depth, but you were never very good at context. So that means that, talking about Big Brothers, Big Sisters in our 80 for Autumn campaign, Rob, you are the winner and grand champion. Folks,
sweet,
can go to bit.ly/ do it for Dibble. That's do it for Dibble, D-I-B-B-L-E, to learn more about
tremendous
getting involved with Big Brothers, Big Sisters. And so you guys might be thinking, Ryan Matthews from Nutmeg, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, you're an insane person because you just did this whole game when really you want to talk about mentoring. But I did it for a specific reason, because I think we often think, especially as men, that sports and making a difference are two separate things. And boy, it's not. Right? You can still enjoy and love the things that you love while making a profound impact and difference in the community. And so we have this new campaign in advance of autumn coming, because we are going to be celebrating the start of the NFL season pretty soon here with the Hall of Fame game. 80 mentors for autumn. We're seeking to have 80 male mentors, because believe it or not, we have almost 130 boys that are on our wait list. So we want to put a significant dent in that number. And we wanted to remind men in the audience that you can make a difference. And there's a lot of boys that want to take up a baseball, shoot a basketball, go to a driving range, go to a mini golf course, go for a run, go for a hike with you today. And the reason I think it's so important is because of the impact of mentoring. And we often don't think it, but we often do it in a lot of capacities. I know, Rob, your coaching background, in addition to coaching, you know, how to throw the perfect curveball and how to turn a 6-4-3 double play, you're also mentoring young boys and young girls that are in your stead and helping them become more positive human beings. And kids who experience this are 55% less likely to skip days in school, are 60% less likely to exhibit bullying behaviors, 30% less likely to experience depressive symptoms. And for the kids in our program, 95% of the kids that are with us identify their big brother or their big sister as a very important adult in their lives. And the impact doesn't stop there. Our mentors tell us they're having a ton of fun. They're achieving personal growth. They're improving self-esteem. And they're feeling more productive in their lives. And so, like we said in the game a little earlier, our mentors believe that they're actually receiving more than they're giving, and they're having so much fun while they do it. And so right now, 80 for Autumn with Nutmeg Big Brothers Big Sisters, we're reaching out especially to men to remind them they can make a difference while also playing the sports and doing the activities that they love. And you know, I really think mentoring kind of comes into a little bit of a finer focus when we start asking ourselves where we would be without the people that made us who we are. Complicated question, but when we think about it, thinking about the teachers in our lives, the coaches in our lives, the uncle, the older brothers, the cousins, the folks that came into our lives at, you know, the moment we needed them and kept us on the right path moving forward and towards the person we are today. It's been said, and it's a little bit of a cliche, but it's a cliche for a reason, that we stand on the shoulders of giants. We stand on the shoulders of those that have come before us, and we are who we are today because we're an amalgam of the human beings that poured themselves into us. Whether it be making ourselves the best baseball player possible, the best golfer possible, the best professional possible, the best broadcaster and journalist possible, whatever the best that you are at, you are the best at that for a reason, and that is because of the mentors that you had in your life that kept you on the right path and striving for your aspirations. And it doesn't take an incredible amount to be that same person for a child today. It's 6 to 10 hours a month within a relationship that is fully professionally supported by trained staff members who are just as motivated and just inspired as you are to make a difference. So I hope this summer, this fall, all of your listeners and you guys will visit bit.ly/doitfordibble, bit.ly/doitfordibble, and learn more about Big Brother today.
NBBS.org is another website. That's Nutmeg Big Brothers Big Sisters. Ryan Matthews from this organization. Ryan, I know Dibs can speak to this. You know, Dibs, when you come in, man, and talk about the tournaments, like, yeah, you talk about the winning the games and losing the games, but really – it's those, you know, and in my coaching experience as well, it's like the kid that everyone didn't expect to have a successful moment. And then when that happens, how, yes, it's awesome for the entire group and the experience of it all. But for me personally, as a coach, and I know Dibs can speak to this too, like that is what I remember the most when it comes to coaching, those moments where you can see the actual impact on a kid that you wouldn't expect it when they showed up in the first day, but they stuck with it and they totally changed. And yes, it was great for that person, but really as the coach, like you get, that's why you do it. That's exactly why you do it.
And selfishly, Ben, like that's what makes the experience so awesome, right? It's obviously that child and that player is benefiting from your tutelage. Well, maybe less so yours specifically, Ben. I'm not sure they're becoming a better athlete because, but as a human being, they're becoming better. But no, I used to coach high school baseball here in the state of Connecticut, and I had a group that originally were 14 and 15 year olds who are now 26, 27.
Crazy.
And I have gone from helping them, you know, throw better curveballs and learn how to hit the cutoff man, which for some reason they couldn't do no matter how much we practiced it. But we started there, and now, you know, like next spring I'll be marrying one of them. Like many of them still volunteer with things that I'm involved with today. And, you know, yes, have they hopefully benefited from my presence in their life? Yes, but it's been so much fun to see them grow up and to not only see it from their eyes as teenagers, to see them go through college and graduate and then, you know, be on the verge of starting families on their own. and it has brought so much joy and happiness and satisfaction to my life. And it didn't take a lot. I love baseball. I love coaching baseball. We bonded over that. But really what it's created is a lifelong relationship. And that's exactly what we're trying to do at Nutmeg Big Brothers Big Sisters. We're taking volunteers who have specific personalities and skill sets, who have a variety of passions and hobbies and things they want to do with their lives, and we're connecting them with kids who hopefully are just like them. And we know we call it Big Brothers Big Sisters, and it can often be a cliche, but that is the goal, to have someone who becomes a part of your family, right? Who not just is, oh, a kid I work with after school, or a kid who I, you know, used to know a couple years ago or whatever. It's a kid who hopefully through the shared bonds and the passions and the hobbies and the similar personalities and similar geographies and similar backgrounds that really has this profound impact, not just on the child that you're serving, but also on you as well. And that's why, of course, we want to remind folks, it is 80 for autumn here at Nutmeg Big Brothers Big Sisters. We have over 130 boys that are on our wait list, and we need big brothers to step up to join us and to become a big brother today. And you can do that by visiting bit.ly/doitfordibble, or as Ben mentioned, nbbbs.org today to get started.
Ryan, as always, man, God bless you and everybody there at Nutmeg Big Brothers Big Sisters. Such an impact program, and great to have you on today.
You boys are always so generous with your time. I really do appreciate it. And go Reds.